Information about when and how to use the following meditation, along with a written transcript of the practice, can be found in the book The Mindfulness Solution, Everyday Practices for Everyday Problems by Dr. Ronald Siegel. Please feel free to tell others how to access this recording at www.mindfulness-solution.com. But please do not independently reproduce or distribute this copyrighted recording without permission. Thank you.
Tang Len practice can be done by itself or as part of other formal meditation practices. We'll begin with a few minutes of breath meditation and then launch into the Tang Len practice. Altogether, we'll spend about 10 minutes or so. So begin by following your breath, whether in the belly or at the tip of the nose, and see if you can follow it for entire cycles, from the beginning of an inhalation to the point of fullness, back down to the point where the lungs are relatively empty, and another cycle begins. When the mind wanders, gently bring it back to the sensations of the breath. Now generate in your mind an image of somebody who you know is suffering right now. If you're working with sadness, anger, or depression, perhaps you can find an image of somebody who is particularly sad, or angry, or despairing. And now bringing your attention back to your breath, with every in-breath, imagine breathing in the pain of the suffering person. And with every out-breath, send that person peace, happiness, or whatever you imagine would alleviate his or her suffering. So we breathe in their pain, and we breathe out good wishes toward them. This can feel a little overwhelming at first, but if you stay with it, you'll find that a rhythm begins to emerge. Breathing in the other's pain and suffering, and breathing out happiness, peace, well-being for them. If the feelings don't arrive exactly as expected, that's okay. As in all the meditations, we try to approach it with an attitude of acceptance, allowing whatever arises to arise, but bringing our attention back to the task. So with each in-breath, we breathe in the pain, the sadness, the anger of the other person. And with each out-breath, we send them happiness, peace, ease, well-being, whatever they need. If you're finding yourself to be particularly inundated with a lot of pain and difficulty, you can try a variation on this, in which you breathe in your own pain or anger or sadness, along with that of all the other people in the world who may be feeling similarly at this moment. And as you breathe out, wish yourself and everybody else peace, well-being, ease, whatever you and they might need. So you breathe in your own suffering along with everyone else's, and breathe out well-being for yourself and everyone else. Whichever way you do this, breathe in the suffering, breathe out the well-being. Breathe in the suffering, breathe out the well-being. If your mind wanders and you lose touch with the practice, just gently bring it back and come back to breathing in the suffering, whether of a particular other person or of yourself and all other people, and breathe out the intention for well-being for the particular other person, or perhaps for yourself and everyone else who's suffering similarly. And if you like, you can stop this recording now and practice this for a longer time. Or if this is all the time you have to devote to it, continue the recording and bring your attention back to your breath, whether in the belly or at the tip of the nose. And just bring your attention back to the sensations of being here and of your body. Come back to the present, sensations here and now, and I'll ring the bell. And listen to the sound of the bell from when it first begins until the sound trails off into space and into the wider world.